Hello to all. Okay, so we are going to continue with the Aries season, but this week instead of shadows, we will be doing a normal one. Also, we'll quickly go through a couple of infos that I collected from the aspects of an Aries, and quickly go through some of the descriptions like crystals, the planet, and some quirks or aesthetics that are connected to Aries itself. Also, the spread we'll be doing is made by Emerald Lotus Divinations, and the deck I will be using is the Oracles of the Fairies. When we got start with that. Alright, so let's get into the episode. Alright, so let's get into it. So the first thing I'm going to talk about is the crystals that have a strong connection to Aries are Agent, Tiger Eyes, Aquamarine, and Jasper. Like we all know, the planet linked to Aries is Mars, which is also the Roman god, which is also a replication of Aries, the god of war. Which definitely has a very, very strong will. So that is mostly the reason why they are mostly connected to Aries and to Mars, is because of their strong willpower. And the energy they connect to. If you know an Aries, they are quite creative in things they like to do. My case, the Aries I'm connected to likes decorating stuff, like seriously lots of decorations. They also have a very strong outward appearance, like they look tough, they look mean, but they're actually very, very sweet people once you get to know them. Also, if you ask them a question, they will answer you directly, even if you don't like the answer. They are blunt forward. It's not like they do not care about your emotions, it's more like the effect that they want to make sure that you are given the truth and not something that will later be a problem onwards. Hope that helped. Alright, so we're gonna start the reading, start the shuffling, and start placing the cards now for the tarot spread for the Aries season. So the questions are straightforward, a card to represent the Aries season. That would be number one. Number two, something new that is sprouting this season. Number three, area of my life require bravery. Number four, how can I thrive in this season? And then five, how can I stay mindful this season? Okay, so we're gonna start with the shuffle. Start placing the cards. Like I said, they'll be using the Oracle of the Fairies for this one. So it's going to be an interesting point. mostly because the deck is a new deck that I'm using. I only got it about almost a week ago now. So I'm still going through everything. So we'll see how it does. Okay, so we have one, two, three, four, five. Okay, so we're gonna jump right into it. I'm going to read the question, then I'm gonna flip over the card, and then speak about the card, and then we will do a big picture. All right. So the first card to represent Aries season is temptation. Are you in denial about an unhealthy habit, perhaps one that makes you feel guilty? This fairy says you have the power to overcome temptations whenever it chooses. Okay. 2, something new that is sprouting this season, we have light. The fairy king of light comes to shed love and light onto your current situation and to remind you that light can penetrate the darkness. Then 3, our area of my life requiring bravery is music. Listen carefully, for there may be a message in the music you hear. Music can lift your soul, rekindle memories, and charm fairies into your door. Number 4, how can I thrive this season? Divinations. Embracing the power of divinations, which are especially strong right now. You have the ability to see your current situation with a crystal clear clarity. And then 5, how can I stay mindful this season? Protection. The fairy of protection are shielding you with the magical fairy ring of love and light. Practice psychic protection before embarking upon any spiritual work. Okay. So, from what I can understand, the season is going to be basically healing from the effect of something we have done prior in the past. Starting with new healthy habits, kicking an unhealthy habit that might be recently, that might have been 2 months ago. You are still busy in the process of it. That is the temptation. The actual reason for the season is to work through those unhealthy behaviors and to learn or to change your behaviors in some or other way. The way that light comes into play here is the effect that even if it looks at the moment like you are in extremely difficult situation or you're in a very dark place at the moment, there is a way forward. And light will come that way and you will start realizing, but this is what I wanted to do, or this is what I need to do to help me through this unhealthy behavior, changing that unhealthy behavior. The light will help you move towards that. In this case, a lot of people like myself, we use music to help calm ourselves down. So in this case, when you start listening to the music, you need to start listening to the lyrics, not just the rhythm or the beat, but the actual lyrics that's being sung to you, as that will help you to find that aspect of what's going on, or to help you lighten your way. It might even give you a way to break one of your unhealthy habits in a way that you did not see possible. Divinations, it's not just the aspect of being read cards or the aspect of following your gut instinct. It's about, once a message been given to you, you need to follow through on that. You need to do the legwork for that aspect to help you in that way. To help you feel that you're learning your unhealthy habits and you are starting to change them in a way that's going to make your life a lot more healthier, a lot more full of light, and a lot more full of truth. And the last card in this point is, you are protected. You are protected not just spiritually, but also physically. And if you do want to do something, there's never a stop for too much protection. You can always layer on protection as well, because eventually it will always protect you in a way. But it's not just in magical work, it's also your family and your living dynamic. That's also important. You need to have a structure, a protection ring around that. You need to be able to feel the protection when you walk in and you have to tell somebody something and you are more scared about what they're going to do. You have to have that protection at home to be able to speak freely about your difficulties, about your problems this season. So from everything at this point, it does indicate that yes, you are busy learning to heal yourself. You are busy moving forward. You are moving towards a goal. Yes, it might not be at this very moment the most easiest thing to do, but it is starting to start compiling it up. And as long as we manifest in what we want to achieve, and we try, we do our part of the work. The same effect with divinations. If we want to have our cards read to us, and we do, we can't just assume that, yes, it's for entertainment purposes, but there are certain things that will link towards you, and you'll feel like, okay, no, I can do this, because I know how to do this, I've done it before. Or, this is something new, how can I more look into this? You'll need to, like, listen completely to your person you are going to ask for reading, as to where that point might come through. If you're not completely sure on how to continue on this road, you can always ask them to give more detail on the situation, to give him more of a different point of view, maybe, to help you feel that connection with the aspect of undoing an unhealthy habit. Because I know for a fact it's not the most easiest thing to do, is to cut an unhealthy habit. It takes time, it takes a lot of work, it's not just a one-sided thing. So in this process itself, it's the aspect of connecting to what you need to be and what you want to achieve at the end. And yes, there is always possibilities of becoming difficulty, and there might be other obstacles that comes in. But in the process, like an Aries, you have to have the willpower to push through this. Because once an obstacle comes in, you must look at the obstacle, you need to understand the obstacle, and you need to move through the obstacle. Not over it, not under it, move through it. Because if you just move over it, or under it, or sideways from it, you're not really dealing with the unhealthy habit that you created. You're just pushing it aside. So you need to work through that unhealthy habit. So I hope this helps you guys a lot with the reading, and I will post pictures of this because it's kind of beautiful, the cards and the message as well, on the social media platforms to indicate that there was a new reading done. So all right, hope this helps you all, and then blessed be to all. Okay, so we're at the end of the episode again. So one thing I have to just say is, yes, a lot has changed in my life, and at the moment I am trying to change, or to actually make a living out of something. So I'm hoping to achieve that goal. But from what I can say at this point, I am busy with a lot of things. I'm currently busy with dream interpretation. As soon as I'm done getting my degree for that, I'm gonna start doing little TikToks about a word, like example love and so forth, that we have in our dreams, and then break it down into what it is actually, or what it can represent. That will I will be doing on TikTok as well. So that's one of my TikTok goals at the moment. The second thing is, I have officially started divinations witches, because I couldn't get divinations of the witches on Etsy. I did post it in the description, the link towards my Etsy. It's also available on my Facebook and Instagram account. If you can find it on Etsy store, I posted that on Etsy as well. I'm still doing other ways of reading as well, where you can email me directly or at this new email address. Is dotwitches1@outlook.com, where it's just another email address, and I can maybe filter out all the other stuff I'm busy with, my studies and so forth. I will be doing another reading maybe next week. I'll also be posting the Pendulum Part 2, which I haven't done in forever. It's about the history of the pendulum. Where does it come from? When did it start? Who was the first person and so forth? So I will be doing research on that tomorrow, so I can post it, I believe, Thursday. Yeah, Thursday. I'm going to post it. That part on Thursday. So I do have that also needs to go off. Also, I am busy with a terror challenge on TikTok as well, which will again just the aspect of helping to learn and to memorize all the phrases for the tarot cards. I'm also doing one which is not shown on any social media. It's mostly just one for me to just get myself into the aspect of learning and to memorize, because no offense, tarot cards has quite a lot to memorize. So I'm busy with that aspect as well. Then, not sure, but I probably will be posting another spread next week. Just have to think of what it might be, or if I need to make it myself, whichever one is more connected to it. I think that's it that I'm busy currently with, between TikTok and podcasts and Etsy and the email address. Everything is linked or is in the description as well. My TikTok account, the Facebook name, the email address, and the Etsy store link. Again, if you can't find it through here, you're more than welcome to go onto my Facebook page or my Instagram. You'll find the TikTok as well as the Etsy locations on there as well. Sorry about all the just thinking quickly. I believe that's everything I have to say for this week. Have a lovely week, and blessed be to all. Hope to see you guys next week. Bye.